Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Suryesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life.
Today I'll tell how the most successful company formed their culture and how you can form culture for your company. Okay? Now, how to form culture for your company? One of the most important thing that you should keep in your mind for forming culture for your company is to behave as humanly as possible. Okay? Because at the end of the day, humans are your customer and not machines, okay? So behave like human. Your company, entire company should behave like a human. What do I mean by behaving like human? See, as a human, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to take care of each other, right? That's the first thing. We are supposed to take care of each other, build a good community. Similarly, to form a good culture for your company, the first thing that you should do is to take care of your employee. Yes. Take care of your employee. How do you do this? See, Google is one of the most famous company to take care of their employees, and they do it very well. What they do is they provide free food for their employees. They provide free vehicles. You can go down, take the vehicle, go out, do the work and come down. No question asked. Okay, nobody is going to ask you whether you went with company's work or your personal work. Okay, so they provide vehicles, they provide game rooms, you know, to play, go and play games. They also provide a sleeping area. Yes, if the employees are too tired, they can go and take a nap and then come back. Now I know this is not possible with all the companies. In fact, Google is able to do this because they have a very limited headquarters across the globe, so they are able to pull this off. But still, there are a lot of things that a company can do. For example, in 19th century, I'm talking about 1800, 19th century, Jamsetji Tata, also known as the father of Indian industry. What he did was, to take care of the employee, he installed water filters that were available at that time. Why? So that employees stay in good health. He also gave a sanitary room for women. Okay, a recreation room for employees. Okay, he also created a library, you know, where people, for employees, they can literally sit and read books. He also created a unit where employees can go and buy crops in credit in times of scarcity. By the way, pension, provident fund and accidental compensation was absolutely normal at that time. He also installed fire extinguisher. All this just for employees. And this was the initial time. This was the time when company was taking their initial breath. And all this thing became the fundamental principle of the company to take care of the employee. As a result, in 2019, Tata company's turnover was $130 billion. $113 billion. Yes, that's true. See, even right now, Tata company is very, very famous for taking care of employees. They take a very, very good care of employees. They provide a lot of facilities. Now, so the first thing is take care of your employees, okay? In return, they will take care of your customers. The second thing that you can do is, as human, what we do? We train ourselves, we educate our kids, right? Similarly, train your employees. See, you cannot always hire people who are good with their work. For example, salesperson. You cannot simply hire every time a person who is very, very good with sales. No. What you do is, you hire somebody who is ready to contribute towards your purpose, towards company's purpose, okay? And then what they should also have is, they should have an enthusiasm to grow, to become better version of themselves. Once you have these two qualities, you hire that person. And then you train them. Like in, for example, I'm talking about salesperson. Hire somebody, hire a trainer who is good with persuasion, who is good with selling things, you know, who can train your employee to how to sell things, you know, how to convince people to buy things. Hire a trainer and train your employees, you know, do this. So train your employees. The third thing that you should do is, again, as human, what we do is we create a good environment for our children, for our family members, right? Similarly, create a good environment for your employees. What do I mean by this? See, when you were in school, you spent 8 hours in school with same people. So you started calling them friends. But does your employee do the same thing? No. They call each other as colleague. Why? They spend 9 to 5 with each other, but they still don't call them as friends. One of the reason is because the boss or the leader has created an unhealthy environment, an unhealthy competition. That my sale is supposed to be higher than his sales, I should be the one to grab the promotion, all these kind of things. Now what happens is that this does not create a good environment. If you create a good environment, your colleagues should help each other, you know, they should be friends, they should be happy to go to the workplace, okay, to meet their friends and then work together. Like, you know, in school time, for during exhibitions or during any project work, you used to be excited to go to your friend's house and do the work together. But does your employer are excited? No. So create a good environment. Good environment also involves a good place where, you know, your employees come together and they discuss ideas. See, it is said that average people discuss other people. Good people discuss event, but great people discuss ideas. So when your employees come together, what do they discuss? Do they discuss your boss or the leaders, or they discuss ideas? If you create a good environment, they will discuss ideas because they are the one who is meeting your customers, right? They are meeting your customers, so they know exactly how customer is feeling or what are the things that can be improved. So they will bring that information to you. This is only possible if the environment is good, okay? And they can sit somewhere and talk and discuss about the good ideas. The fourth thing that I want you to do is to, you know, provide, either be or provide a good leader. Either provide or be a good leader. Why? See, when I was in my college, I used to give tuitions, okay, for my extra income. So what I learned that I used to go to one of my students' home, and his father was very young, like an elder brother. He was a very, very great leader, I would say. Not just good, but great leader. You know, I learned this from him. He used to talk to his people, you know, people who were working under him, his employee, in such a manner as if they were his family members. You know, they used to visit his house and discuss their family problem. You know, I'm not able to perform better in my home, in my work office, because I have some problem in my home and all this kind of thing. And he used to literally listen and care for them. He also used to take them out for picnic and, you know, to have fun. And he used to literally do that by using his own money. One day I asked him, why do you have to do this? Why do you have to spend your money? Isn't company supposed to do this? Company is not providing you money. Why do you do this? To which he told me, see, I have developed this people. I have trained them from years and years. Now, if they move out, all my energy would be gone in waste. Okay, I have to hire some another people and train them again. Okay. Also, he said me that it is because of these people that every year I get around 400,000 rupees extra. That is 4 lakh rupees extra. That is not his salary. That is his extra income that he generates because of those people. Because, you know, when you get incentives, if the team is doing good, the leader also get a benefit. So that is how he gets 4 lakh rupees extra. So taking out 50k from his pocket for those people is absolutely nothing for him. Also, this has all made all the employees like a family member to him. Now, whenever he is in problem, the employee stands up for him. Okay. and also they don't want to go to another company, even if the other company are providing a better salary, they don't want to go because over here they feel safe. They know that there's somebody who's taking care of them. There's somebody who value their existence, and all this really, really matters a lot. So try to be a good leader or provide them a good leader, you know, who literally take care of them, who knows who, you know, how many people are working within him, what are their problems, what are their good qualities, you know, so that they can benefit. From research, it's been found that if the leader or the boss reward the employee for doing something good, only 1% of the employee get distracted. Only 1% of the employee get distracted. Can you imagine that? So provide them with a good leader or be a good leader, okay? And reward them, tease them, train them, make them a family member, okay? Then you all can grow together. See, when you do all this, your employees genuinely feel very good and are happy from inside, you know, and it all shows in their face, their vibe, their energy. Remember, convincing customer required not just good words, but the warmness, the affection, the energy. It is said that people don't remember what you taught them, what you showed them, but they will definitely remember how you made them feel. So if your employees are happy, they will make customer feel happy and they will come back again. So genuinely take care of your employee. Be a good leader or provide them a good leader. Okay. The fifth thing that I want you to do is to create an event. Okay. Create an event that bring all the employees together. I'll give you an example. One of the company, what they do is during Christmas or New Year, all the employees write their name in a piece of paper and then they put it in a box. Then one by one they go and withdraw the names. Okay. Now what they're supposed to do is whosoever name comes, they have to give him a gift for New Year or for Christmas. So try to bring events, try to have events in your company that will bring all the employees and people together, and you know, they will interact with each other, have fun. So these are the five major things that you can use to build culture for your company. So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health, and for all aspect of your life, please follow, like, and subscribe. You know all the norms. So please do that and come back again. Thank you.